Between email, websites, blogs, and wikis, we're all coping with an information overload. New York City's teachers and principals are also facing this dilemma now that they're spending more time online. The city has created an $80 million computer network for the public schools. WNYC's Beth Fertig has more on how it's changing the culture of education.
As a math coach at the Kingsbridge Academy in Riverdale, Nick Licari helps other teachers improve their craft. He observes classrooms and schedules professional development sessions. Now, Licari has another tool for helping teachers.
I'm logging in first.
It's called ARIS, the Achievement Reporting and Innovation System, a new online network for teachers and principals. Licari logs into his homepage. It shows information about his school, which has 1,300 students in grades 6 through 12. With a few clicks of a mouse, he can sort out which high school students are at risk of failing.
I click on grade 12, and what shows up in a left side tab are our official classes, our homerooms. And what we can see here is student names, their grade, their cohort year, which means the year that they entered high school, and it's an indication of when they should graduate. There are absences this year and prior years, total credits accumulated in high school, and then each of the major subjects, English, social studies, math, science, foreign language.
Students who are passing are listed in green, while those who are failing are red. Licari says he put the struggling students into an intensive math class a few days a week. Before the ARIS system, he says, he couldn't have figured this out so quickly.
It would have taken quite a long time. I mean, it could have taken anywhere from a week to several weeks to do that. And it would all have been on paper.
Saving time is one goal for the new ARIS computer network, which went online in 2007. The system's architect is Jim Liebman, a Columbia University law professor with an interest in organizational reform. By making data more accessible, Liebman believes teachers will do a better job of targeting their instruction to meet the needs of individual students. ARIS also has a feature enabling teachers and principals all over the city to communicate about different topics.
The obvious analogy is Google. You have some problem that you're trying to solve. I really want to know how to teach multiplying fractions to students who have struggled with it, particularly students who, let's say, are English language learners. Well, I can type in a few key words like multiplying fractions, English language learners, and up will pop four or five different resources for doing that.
Resources such as another teacher's comments or even a blog with links to different ways of teaching math. The ARIS network was introduced at the same time teachers began giving students periodic assessments in math and reading. These tests include much of the same materials students face on their annual statewide tests.
Ladies, we need to open up to page 186.
At the Kingsbridge Academy in Riverdale, 7th grade math teacher Julianne Krause has 29 students in her morning class, including some with special education needs. Everyone follows the same curriculum, but they're performing at different levels. Jamar Figueroa sits with the advanced group in the back and knows all about permutations.
Permutations, you do 10 times, 9 times, 8 times, 7 times, 6 times, 5 times, 4 times, 3 times, 2 times 1.
Are you having trouble with it?
No.
But other students need more help, and that's where the assessments come in handy. They can figure out which kids need more assistance with fractions, for example. There's also a website teachers can use to give students individually tailored homework assignments. 12-year-olds Arita Sturan and Aaron Brown, in another group near the front, say they like that part.
It helps me with math now because last time I had like a 68 in my report card for math, and now I went up to a 74. I had problems with fractions and algebra.
Me too, I had problems with fractions, and now I know more about the fractions, and
The assessments are made by CTB McGraw-Hill and marketed under the brand name Acuity. Teacher Julianne Krause finds them useful.
We have the New York State math test coming up, and I'm going to be reviewing for it. Acuity can help me cut down which areas I really need to target in on a little more and which ones that they have a good handle on and I don't need to spend as much time reviewing. So I like that fact.
This data-driven instruction is increasingly popular. Both Los Angeles and Philadelphia are among districts claiming it's led to a rise in test scores. In New York City, some teachers like the new features of ARIS, but others say a good teacher doesn't need more testing and a computer system to know which students are failing.
If you cancel ARIS and just use all the existing...
Union President Randy Weingarten and her members questioned the $80 million price tag of ARIS during a time of budget cuts.
Just put it in mothballs for a year. $20 million.
And teachers say capturing and interpreting so much data also means extra work at the cost of other classroom activities. New York City requires schools to give 4 annual assessments each in math and English for grades 3 through 8. Many use the Acuity tests, but others design their own assessments. But teachers aren't like office workers who spend a lot of time in front of computers. Gabriella Cohen teaches fifth-grade math at PS 325 in Manhattan.
Dealing with ARIS, you're talking about an additional, at least minimum hour per day that you have to deal as far as entering data, analyzing data, achieving goals for your students that you're setting at different points from the beginning of the year to the middle of the year, and then finally at the end of the year. Assessments constant throughout the year.
Teachers have also staunchly opposed the city's efforts to figure out which educators are most effective based on student test scores. Nor is it clear if teachers are ready for the new interactive Google and Facebook-style elements of the ARIS network. The Kingsbridge Academy in Riverdale is one of the city's most prolific users of ARIS, but math coach Nick Licari and high school English teacher Christine Bertero say they don't communicate with any online teacher friends.
No, I don't. I don't.
Not everyone does that. Sometimes it's just easy to call.
Exactly.
I pick up the phone. I do. I pick up or email.
Kingsbridge Academy principal Lori O'Mara concedes computer networks haven't yet completely changed the culture of teaching. But while some parents and teachers worry about the amount of testing, O'Mara says today's assessments and tracking systems are just a high-tech version of the weekly quizzes and handwritten marking books teachers have always used for staying on top of student progress.
It doesn't get computed into the student's grade for the marking period. It's an assessment for instruction, so we're looking at to plan our next steps of instruction.
The Department of Education predicts ARIS will become a natural part of teaching as educators increasingly rely on data. Parents will also get passwords so they can stay on top of their children's academic progress. And President Obama's administration has signaled support for these efforts. The new economic stimulus bill includes a $5 billion fund to help states make education more innovative with projects including new data networks for tracking student achievement. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.